Let's head to the KRDO Newsline now, joined by ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan in Texas. We know inflation and some of the budget concerns that so many parents and families are feeling right now are only starting to ramp up thanks to the back-to-school season.
Well, yeah, absolutely. It's going to be an expensive proposition this year, Andrew, as it is every year. This year more so than ever, though. Each child will cost the family $864 on average, according to the National Retail Federation, to be suited up and ready to go back to class. $864. And if you have two or three kids, just multiply that by two or three or four, or however many kids you have. And yes, it's taking a bigger bite out of budgets. 38% of consumers, according to the National Retail Federation, will have to make changes or cut back in other areas. A lot of times that involves extracurricular activities, you know, after school classes that they might be taking, sports that they're involved in. Might also mean putting off a Christmas ski trip until next year, just to get kids prepared for class right now.
Yeah, and you know, when we're talking about some of the key areas as far as some of the high-rising prices you know, amongst the different school supplies, is there really one thing that's really kind of shown out of the others to really be driving those higher costs?
Well, electronics. Electronics accounts for about half of the back-to-school growth in spending and about a quarter of the back-to-college growth since 2019. So those things, the electronics, the computers, laptops, you know, whatever devices these kids need to go back into class, those things are costing more and costing a larger chunk of the back-to-school spending. Part of that, of course, Andrew, is because of the chip shortage, because of a crimp in the supply line. Once those things are cleared out, it may be that those costs will start to sink back just a bit. But all in all, they are adding to an ever-increasing back-to-school cost that families are having to bear.
Right. And while many, I guess, communities do have donation drives where people can contribute and hopefully those get funneled to kids in need, right now there are a lot of just middle-class families who are struggling as they're dealing with, you know, higher prices for commuting, higher prices for groceries, and then you put this on top of it, it can really be a burden.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's what is forcing parents and families to make these really tough decisions that, you know, that the after-school stuff might have to go. These are certainly tough decisions. And what's more, if parents are looking for kind of a well-rounded education for their kids, they want them to be in those extracurricular activities. So if they do both, very often it means relying on credit cards and racking up new credit bills. That, of course, will contribute to inflation.
All right. Jim Ryan, thank you for this insight into what is a very topical and timely issue that we're dealing with right now, back to school costs and the burdens being put on families. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.